This is Kareem Mosna reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. On Saturday afternoon, protesters gathered outside Kingston City Hall to form a human chain in support of the people of Iran. I spoke with one of the protesters who asked to be identified as JF.
What does this human chain that's forming in front of us, what does this symbolize?
Well, I believe this symbolizes the unity of people of Iran. They are all fighting for human rights, and they are trying to show the world, and specifically here to Canadians and people of Kingston, that this is only and only to fight against any sort of violence, and everyone everywhere in the world has the right to have a good life, no matter what gender they are, no matter what ethnic they are from, regardless of their religious or any other possible differences.
I mean, this was all sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini by Iran's morality police. And, of course, this has led to protests all over the world, the human chain going on in various places. What ultimately would you like to see come from this today?
Sure. Just one quote here I'd like to mention. Mahsa Jina Amini, she was a Kurdish Iranian woman. So it's very important to always say Jina, her Kurdish name, beside the other name, Mahsa, which is the formal name, because so many ethnics in Iran, including Kurds, Turks, and some other ethnicities, do not have the right to use their own language to name their children, and it may cause some problem. There are some people who have names like Kurdish or Turkish names, but so many times they are suppressed only and only because of their different name of which is not the majority of Iran. So please always mention that when you I ask this from you and any other journalist, to always mention Jina Mahsa Amini.
I will certainly do that. Thank you. And, you know, I mean, it just speaks to just the stripping away of these rights, you know, the right to show one's hair, the right to, as you mentioned, even for a name.
Yeah.
And even as I was speaking with in an earlier interview, you know, censorship of media so that this information doesn't get to the public in Iran. So do you feel like really this is a movement that's really building?
Yes. Actually, it's not anymore a movement. It's a revolution. It's already a revolution for at least a few weeks now. People are fighting for their, like, with their lives, really, right now. And just for very peaceful protests, they get shot by real gunshots to death. And I don't call this just a movement. It's a real revolution that people of Iran are trying to say, we don't want this regime. They have to be gone. There is no place for any improvement or any evolution. There should be a revolution. And these people are not representing our beautiful country. And with that, rays of, like, people from, again, people with different ethnicities, and also different religions, raised their voice for the first time for many, many years, because they were hugely suppressed. For example, Baha'i people doesn't have the right to even go to university. This is a religious, Baha'i is a religious. Mm-hmm. Or, as I said, so many Kurdish, some are suppressed, and also some other ethnicities. So many Baluch are dead. Oh my God, there's a massive killing of Baluch people, and only because they were upset about a rape and murder of one of their beautiful women.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your perspective. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care.
Kareem Mosna reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.